Hello, my darling. My name is Charlotte. This session is going to be a little bit different to what you might be expecting. Different in the sense that I'm not going to hypnotize you. You're going to hypnotize yourself on my orders. To do this correctly, and to my exact specification, you're going to need to stand or sit in front of a mirror. So go now and make any arrangements you need to make. Set yourself up or set your mirror up so that you can see your face comfortably without having to strain or hold yourself in an uncomfortable position. Ready now? Then we'll begin. Sit or stand comfortably now. Shake out your muscles and just hold yourself naturally, so that you don't need to think about your body too much. And I want you to look at yourself in the mirror, just focusing on your own eyes. You know the shape and color of your eyes so well that you probably never stop to really think about them. But as you look into your own eyes now, pay attention. Pay attention as though you'd never seen this particular pair of eyes before. As though they belonged to an intriguing stranger. And it may be that, as you look into your own eyes, blinking when you need to, your mind might have trouble deciding exactly where to focus. First, zooming in on one, and then flicking back to the other. Because, after all, it's unusual for your gaze to settle on more than one thing at a time. So when you find yourself automatically zooming in to one eye and then to the other, mentally wind your gaze back just a little. Wind it back so that both your eyes receive the same attention from your brain. That's right. And an interesting thing can happen as you share your focus in this way between two almost identical points. It can seem as though your peripheral vision goes fuzzy, blurry, and maybe even goes dark, as you push all of your mental energy in this one direction. The rest of the features of your face become more and more indistinct, as your mind begins to shut out those things which aren't important. Almost as though you were gazing down into a pool of deep water and trying to make out a half-submerged object right at the bottom. And as you continue gazing into those eyes, those familiar and yet somehow unfamiliar eyes, a strange feeling can begin to creep over you. A feeling of detachment, almost a sort of depersonalization. The thought that perhaps the person in the mirror, the person you're staring at, isn't really you, and maybe not even a person, but just a strange collection of shapes and textures gathered together for some reason you can't quite explain. Not you. No, not you. You reside in your body and in your mind. And this hazy composition of shadows and planes bears little resemblance to the solid physical reality of self that you identify with. Keep watching now. Keep watching as even your own familiar eyes begin to disassociate in your mind, turning strange and obscure as your mind struggles to assimilate, taking up so many of your mental resources in the process that everything else is pushed aside in order to continue. And as your eyes begin to grow so very heavy, so very tired from the strain of extended focus, you can notice how they want to close now. Your eyelids feeling increasingly heavy as you battle to keep them open. And it might seem that there's nothing else in the world at this moment. Nothing but your own reflected eyes and my voice in your mind. And it might even feel like those two things are really just separate aspects of the same thing. An interesting thing to note, don't you think? So this one thing that might be two things or might not, can still take up all of your mental energy. And that's an interesting thing in itself. Tired eyes, heavy and tired, heavy and tired, and it can feel like you've been here watching yourself watch yourself for such a long time. And maybe you have. Who can be sure of these things after all? And as you feel your eyelids closing down now, sweeping gently down to rest, after working so very hard for so very long, a wonderful feeling of relief can spread through your body and mind as your own image darkens and fades away now, and behind your heavy, tired eyelids, your eyes relax completely in the strange darkness. That darkness that isn't quite dark and definitely isn't light, but isn't anything else either. No specific color, no particular luminosity. Perhaps we might think of it as shadow colored. And it is a good feeling to rest with eyes closed, body relaxed, mind relieved of pressure, still and quiet and calm, neither knowing nor thinking anything in particular right now. Within the shadow. And it's interesting, really, to think about shadows, to think about what they signify in our minds and in literature and art, in life itself. Shadows are where hidden things are kept, where you might not want to look for fear of finding something unexpected. But then there is also the fact that a shadow of yourself is a part of you. And in order to have one, one must be standing in bright light. Light and dark, sun and shadow. Essentially, they are two parts of the same thing. In Jungian psychology, we learn that every person has two sides to himself. In the simplest sense, of course. The side which is presented, and that which is hidden. The side which is conscious, and that which is unconscious. The light and the dark. And your shadow, right now, at this moment, as I speak to you, is taking in my words, arranging and sorting them, making sense of them, and filing them away for reference. Even as you drift and float in trance, unaware of what goes on beneath the surface of yourself. Your shadow is powerful and drives your consciousness in everything that you do, whether you know it or not. Deep down in the very back of your mind, your shadow lurks, teeming and pulsing with all those things that remain unacknowledged in your everyday life, just waiting, crouched in the dark, eyes aglow, your most secret thoughts, your most depraved desires, hiding behind the facade of your normal self. Open your eyes for me. Don't think about it, just obey. Open your eyes and look at yourself in the mirror. See yourself without filters or pretense. See every squirming, filthy, kinky thing that you secretly desire in the reflection looking back at you. Acknowledge your shadow. Understand it. Know it. You are your own shadow, standing in bright light, unafraid of what you are. Every thought in your mind, every dirty thought, every fantasy that keeps you awake late at night when everyone is sleeping, flooding through your mind. The mirror doesn't lie, my darling. Your shadow doesn't lie. Your shadow is with you every moment of every day. That person you see in the mirror is my shadow slave. That part of you that whimpers with pained pleasure at even the thought of surrendering yourself to me entirely. The part of you that writhes in an exquisite agony of joy at the idea of losing all control, of willingly handing it over to me. Your shadow submits to me, even when your rational mind does not. Your shadow trembles in my presence, even as your rational mind turns away with a smile. Your shadow does not lie to you or to me. It cannot. Who is this person in the mirror? A pale reflection of the man you are to everyone else. A cookie-cutter good guy going about his business. But you and I know, don't we? We know what lies beneath. Clad in bruises and painted in blood. Secrets and shadows, my darling. Secrets and shadows. In the light of day, you are a strong and dutiful man. But in the shadows, a wanton slut, crying out for the punishment only I can deliver to you. Oh, the mirror doesn't lie, slave. And from this point, you will not lie to yourself. When presented with your own reflection, when you look in the mirror, you will see what I see in you, a slave, a slut, a true submissive. Willing to endure any discomfort for my pleasure. Willing to do any deed that I demand of you with a selfless heart. And as you see yourself, really see yourself, and accept your shadow. As you walk bravely into the darkness of your mind and thrust a strong hand into the shadows, you will find that there is no monster there. No evil demon. No terrible nightmare. Just pure and empty space. Empty like your trancing mind. Empty like your fears. and there is nothing here but you and I, connected by truth and understanding, by polar desires to submit and to dominate, light and dark, sun and shade. You are my shadow slave, and I am the light that forms you. And now, it's time for you to wake up, slave. Wake up and come around, gently and easily, refreshed and alert, as the music fades away now. And when the music ends, you will wake up completely, alert and aware, feeling wonderful and somehow more sure of yourself, more confident in yourself and your place in the world. When the music ends, you will come around, but you and I will speak again soon.